We stay in East Asia for our next story. We're going to Taiwan. Chinese nationalist leaders fled to the island in 1949 after the communists ousted them from power on the mainland. Tensions remain between China and Taiwan, but the two are cooperating in several areas, notably tourism. The result is a substantial rise in the number of Chinese visitors to Taiwan. From Taipei, Sandy Hausman reports that some Taiwanese consider the Chinese tourists to be a mixed blessing.
At the National Palace Museum in Taipei, thousands of ancient Chinese artifacts are on display. Once a relatively quiet place, the museum's lobby is now jammed with tourists from mainland China. Mr. Cheng is a newspaper reporter from Shanghai.
National Palace Museum has a lot of treasures that you can see 5,000 years of history of China. It's all in there.
3,000 to 6,000 mainland Chinese have been crossing the Strait of Taiwan every day since last July, when Taipei and Beijing agreed to allow direct flights. Large groups wander through the museum, snap pictures at the Sun Yat-sen Memorial, and swoon over the view at Sun Moon Lake. Taiwan TV reporter Xia Shang Yu adds these visitors love to shop at deluxe department stores.
Of course, they have the same thing in Beijing or Shanghai, but here it's more cheaper than Shanghai or Beijing, I guess. Cosmetics, clothes, shoes, jewels, watch.
This store, Shin Kong Mitsukoshi, has even set up a special desk where mainland tourists can swap their currency for Taiwan dollars. Traditional Chinese foods sell especially well in the basement cafeteria. Like mainland China before Chairman Mao, Taiwan has a Confucian culture, celebrating what some might describe as old-fashioned family values. The island evokes great nostalgia in older visitors, and younger people like Chang are intrigued.
The people here are more civilized, very nice, and the places are very beautiful. So his impression of Taiwan is very, very good.
But the people of Taiwan are ambivalent about these guests. Locals complain that they litter, spit, smoke, and cut in line. Tour guide Tai Ken Yu says you can spot them easily.
The way they talk, their accent, the way they dress, and the way they look.
Are they not fashionably dressed?
They are not.
What's more, he says, they're loud. As if on cue, this woman strolls by chatting on her cell phone about business. Of course, the mainland Chinese are great for business. They spend the equivalent of about $300 a day. And Taiwan's president sees another benefit.
The more interchange, the more prosperity, the more peace.
Beyond shopping and scenery, Ma Ying-jeou says the mainlanders are getting a look at democracy.
We have many political talk shows, you know, in the evening. At least five or six TV stations doing that. And for those mainland tourists, many of them didn't go out in the evening, just sitting in a hotel room watching this program. But some of the local elections, even the vote counting process after the balloting booth is closed, they're watching all the way. They don't even know who the candidates are. They're watching.
As for the Taiwanese, 4 million of them took a trip to China last year. And despite their misgivings about mainland manners, many invested in businesses there. For The World, I'm Sandy Hausman in Taipei.